the sound of an alto saxophone and the classic Round Midnight, conjuring black and white images of smoky bars, a grizzled old musician in the shadows, old before his time, the result of late hours, hard partying. Wrong. This player is a beautiful girl. She's 15. When she plays, she exudes delight at being alive and being in the company of some of the country's great musicians, including saxophone great Phil Woods, who recently gave her a tip of his trademark cap. In fact, he gave her his cap. And Grace Kelly of Brookline, Massachusetts, not only plays, she writes and sings. A triple threat at 15.
Are you a fool who thinks I don't know what has happened? Just look around, it seems that we already know. Your smile so sad, it seemed to leave me much too early. But now it's gone, I see it too. It seems you're on to something new. Why is it?
And Grace Kelly joins us in the studio with her saxophone. Welcome.
Hi.
I was just watching your face as you were listening to yourself, your eyebrows going up and down, you know, all emoting.
Yeah,
still.
I'm a tough critic on myself. Just thinking, that sounds interesting, or I wonder what I could have done there, and oh, no, that's nice, you know.
Well, let's get this out of the way first. Your name, Grace Kelly, but not after the actress?
No, you know, this is a really funny story. My birth name was Grace Chung, and then my mom divorced my biological father, and then she married Bob Kelly, and then he adopted my sister and me. The funny thing was, I've always loved old Grace Kelly movies, and I always joked around and said, oh, I'd love to be Princess Grace Kelly, you know, but I never thought that that would happen.
Well, and now you've gotten a little bit of a princess vibe from from the way the music world is treating you. I have had, real old hands who have been around quite a bit running jazz clubs and, you know, playing on the scene saying, you have got to hear Grace Kelly. And then I finally did hear you in a concert. You've brought your saxophone, as we said. Let's just hear a little so that other people can hear what the musicians are hearing. What would you like to play for us?
Well, I could play one of my tunes, Philosophical Flying Fish.
It's your little taste. A little taste, okay. Yeah. That's Grace Kelly playing her Philosophical Flying Fish. Did you listen to jazz when you were a kid? You were 15 now.
Yeah, no, you know, when I was really young, I wanted to become a Broadway singer because we grew up with the American Songbook songs of my sister and I would sing duets. And then I fell in love with jazz because my mom, you know, played some jazz on the radio, but it was really the tenor saxophonist Stan Getz. Something about his sound was like the quintessential saxophone sound to me.
And then went to alto sax.
Well, I didn't start with tenor because they usually start you on alto and then, you know, because it's just easier to hold. And when I first started, I couldn't hold the saxophone. So I sat on my case and put a pillow and then put the saxophone on the pillow and played. And it's really funny because I've watched some video footage of when I first started and it's just a hilarious sight.
Because it's too big, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't get higher
than
it.
Right. I was 10, so that's how I played.
Well, and as you said, you play, writing your own music. Listen to a little of your song, Every Road I Walked. It's the title track from your last CD. It won the Young Jazz Composer Award. Let's listen. You also arranged this song for the Boston Pops.
I did, yes. I had the pleasure and honor of playing with the Boston Pops, led by the great Keith Lockhart, last June. Keith asked me what I'd like to do, and I said, well, I don't know if this would be possible, but I'd love to arrange one of my tunes for the orchestra. Now, I don't know what I was thinking because I'd never done that before. But the idea just popped into my head because they said, we'd love to play a tune of yours.
Ah, youth.
I was just crazy. Well, whatever. And I started writing, and I don't know how I did it, but I learned all about the string instruments and then everything, and I wrote for the orchestra and gave it to Keith, and he said, okay, it looks great, let's do it, and we did it.
To ask, I mean, here you are with Keith Lockhart, also played with Phil Woods, as we said. He gave you his cap. Now, Phil Woods' black leather cap is his trademark. He says he's never given one to an alto sax player before.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny because I had met him earlier in this summer. This was two summers ago at the Stanford Jazz Residency. And then I went to see him at the Pittsfield Jazz Festival. I went backstage and said hi, and he gave me a huge hug, and then he said, do you have your horn with you? I said, well, my horn's always with me, and he said, oh, go get it, let's play a tune together. And so he brought me up on stage, we played I'll Remember April, and after my solo, he gave his hat and put it on my head, and, you know, it was just a nice gesture, and after his solo, I tried to give it back to him. And he said, no, keep it, looks good on you. And now he's a shiny new one.
And his is on your head all the time.
It is, it is. Whenever I play around and, you know, I just think it gives a good omen.
Oh, sure. Well, let's go back to your singing. On your last CD, Every Road I Walked, you covered the Lennon McCartney song, I Will. I mean, it didn't give you pause. The Beatles, you know.
I love the Beatles, and I love their music so much. And you know, I just thought it would be special to cover something of theirs, and this was a beautiful little tune, so I kind of did my arrangement and changed it up.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will.
You know, I almost feel badly speaking about your age as much as we have, because it's radio, and just listening to your music, a lot of people wouldn't even know how old you are. You have such a mature sound. But given that you're 15, do you ever feel like, oh, I'm so tired of this? Or, you know, God, is it like piano lessons are for some kids? Or is this the life?
Oh, no. If anything, this is the most exciting thing that's happening to me. I mean, I feel so blessed to have met so many people and get so many opportunities. And sometimes I just think to myself about all the things that have come around, and I'm just thinking, well, if you only live once, like, why not have fun? And this is just like, I'm just having fun.
As we go, what can you play for us?
Well, I can play one of my other tunes on the new CD. It's called Happy Theme Song.
Okay. That's jazz phenom Grace Kelly. She plays, writes, sings. Two new albums, Mood Changes and Gracefully, are coming out this year. For more information about Grace Kelly, go to our website, here-now.org. Grace, thanks so much for coming by to Grace Hour Studio.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Grace Kelly, she says, if I have only one life, let me live it as a saxophone player. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston. I'm Robin Young. Join us again here and now.